Welcome back to another episode of the Know Your Power podcast. I'm your host, Kendall Aaliyah.
And I'm Julia Renee.
I almost forgot.
You almost hurt your arm doing that.
Yeah, Kendall. That's okay. We do dangerous stunts over here. We just talked for an hour and now I can't speak.
Yeah, we can't.
We took a pee break and now I forgot words. I notice with filming YouTube now how often I just like can't talk.
Yeah.
Like it makes it so apparent because I have to re-say something 10 times and then I'm still like, I just give up at a certain point.
Yeah. I remember when I first started YouTube, I would film clips over and over and over again because I just like couldn't get my thought right. Now, no.
I feel like a psychopath because here's
now
the
thing. Now I'm just like, and then we're going to.
I think because of the podcast, I'm good at it. Like old me would have been like, and I'd have to pause, I'd have to reset, I'd have to start from the beginning. Now I'll be like, today I'm going to turn into a robot where I just like pause for a sec.
Yes.
And then like start from that one word over
because
again.
In your mind, you're already cutting that first exactly. part and you're like, okay, well, if I just pause for a second, it'll be easier for me to cut later.
No, I think I view me talking as like that little like the bar at the bottom.
The bar at the bottom where you cut and split.
If you saw how many cuts I make in my YouTube videos, it's astronomical, like hundreds of thousands.
I've done that. I do that so much more on TikTok when I'm doing like hauls or get ready with me.
Because you have to edit yourself down.
Yeah,
so
I don't restart the video. I'll just be like, okay, and then we got, and then I'll, and then I pause and I'm like,
we need to post.
Okay,
those.
And then we got.
I delete them from the existence immediately, but it would be funny to show you guys what like an actual YouTube video is like, because I'm not exaggerating. I sometimes take like an hour of footage and cut it down to like 10 minutes.
And you're like,
that's how much actual sentences I'm getting out.
You're like, I lollygagged for an hour and none of that meant there was anything. Only 10 minutes of salvable footage.
Like right now I know. Oh, actually this is something I want to talk about. So we'll go into it, but wait, what was I even going to say?
Was it something about YouTube?
Yeah, it was. Hold on. I got this. No, I give up. It's okay. Oh, right now I'm filming a YouTube video today. Like that's my task of the day.
Yeah.
Instead of it being like, oh, I'm filming this one part at the gym. Like I know how much I'm going to have to reshoot that it's going to take me the whole day.
That's not at all how I view it. Mine's like, okay, I'm doing my regular day and also I'm filming.
Which I do. Yeah. I just know every task I'm going to do is going to take a little bit longer than normal, my actual day, if that makes sense. I'm getting better at just like filming and not feeling the need to like talk. I feel like that's like the YouTube videos I like intaking are like an Emma Chamberlain, right? Where she will sit and sip her coffee and maybe not say anything to you and just make it like, you're just there with her. Mm. That's something I'm trying to get because that's uncomfortable for me. I'm trying to get better at is like, hey, it's okay if you're not constantly yapping. Like you can just show part of your day without being like over explaining what you're doing.
For me, when I'm not yapping, I feel bad.
Exactly. I'm like, oh, they're going to be so bored.
I'm like, they don't want to see. Because I know that on YouTube videos, I don't watch those parts. Mm-hmm. I don't watch the B-roll.
I see. Sometimes I fast
skip,
forward.
Skip.
But like, it adds to the story. It the does. Ambiance of
because
it.
Because you know, like, okay, we're going from this part to the next part. But there'd be times where like I have 45 minutes to an hour of talking footage and Ian will text me and he'd be like, quit blabbing.
See, I was thinking about it. I'd be like, oh, it'd be so nice to have an editor. I also would be so embarrassed to like show them how much I mess up, how much I yap, how much doesn't make sense and shouldn't make the final cut. I'm like, okay, I need to get a little better at like pre-editing myself before I hire an editor.
Yes, because they will, there's been times where I have accidentally
oh no, what have you sent them?
So there was one time where I was nearly naked and didn't know the video was filming, and luckily like Ian's like a brother to me, he's been with me
for four years
and I don't think I caught it in time. I think I caught it almost in time and I said, okay, this clip I was like, it's C6350. I think that there might be something. I don't remember. And
when
was
I
like,
get into the shower,
and he was
turn
like,
it off.
He was like, I got you. And he just like deleted it and then like moved on. But yeah, there's definitely been some times where I don't think, and I'm so tired.
Yeah.
Because I'm so comfortable with Ian and I'm like, oh shit.
Like, oops.
Shit. And if this was some rando stranger, that would
exactly,
be scary. But
exactly.
I'm like, okay,
that's just terrifying. Also, like, he probably knows you more than anyone because he gets to edit the parts even you don't want to, like,
it's
show
true.
The world.
I always wonder, too, like, how much unposted footage, because most of the time we post almost everything because I've gotten down, like,
you're like, better at talking now.
Yes, because especially with working with Ian so closely, he's like, he'll tell me like, okay, that was a minute of you talking. Mm-hmm. So then I know, okay, now this is about how much more talking I have left. So that it's not like too long, it's not too short.
Yeah.
So I kind of know that by now, but sometimes, sometimes I just blab.
What I was going to bring up is I seem to be, okay, I don't want to speak this into existence because I'm working on it. But what I was going to say, if I was going to speak it into existence.
If I was going to talk about something that I'm not going to talk about.
Okay, I'm not. This is not a manifestation. I can't be consistent on multiple platforms. And I am astonished, even more now trying, at how much you do. Because, okay, I'm really good at Instagram, but then I'm not posting on YouTube at all. Mm. Right now, I'm consistent on YouTube. And it's just one a week. But I forget now to take vertical content. Like I completely, it is not in my brain. I haven't filmed a workout. I haven't taken photos. Like I posted some photos the other day and it's because I was literally like, I have not posted in a week and I have nothing. And I put on an outfit and went to a parking garage and it took me like 5 minutes. And yeah. I was like, I need to just like stack up. I just don't know how you do it because you do a reels too. So you're doing both videos. Mm-hmm. You're like, yeah, the pain.
This week has been, I've been just releasing the pressure of me like having to, and I'm just like more posting a little bit randomly, which isn't something I normally do, but typically at the end of the month, usually it's like, okay, I've done my sponsored posts. I've done my sponsored Instagram stories and stuff like that. But there was a week, that week that I was telling you about last episode, where I was filming like everything that I did. And it was only me doing it for like maybe 5 days, like of a work week of every day.
Yeah.
Like I had something and it actually lasted me a long time. I had this like really spurt of energy and creativity and I just kept rolling with it the entire day. And it actually took me, it gave me 2 to 3 weeks worth of content.
That's crazy.
Because
I do have moments like
and
that.
And I just finished that like
all of
batch.
That.
Yeah. I just, and I was like, wow, I should do that.
It's funny because, okay, obviously a lot of our content is gym content or like around health and our bodies. So on days where I feel good,
bro,
I try to like really, 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 what, are you okay? Oh, is your muscle twitching? I hate when that happens.
My arm has been twitching for 3 days.
Oh no.
Is that concerning?
I think you're stressed.
Of course you don't do it when I, oh, it's doing it.
No, I see it. Oh my gosh. That's actually crazy.
It's been 3 days.
I've gotten that. I had
it's
it
like
in
I
my
have a
lat, like last month.
Living in my trisor.
And it's like annoying.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It almost like tickles. And you're like, stop it.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I do that too where I try to stock up. But recently, like when I'm in the gym and I feel good, I'm like, oh, let's do YouTube content. And I completely forget about Instagram. Yeah. So that has been something I have been like trying to be better at. And I think because you're so organized, it probably is a little easier because you have actual structure versus me. I'm like, what am I going to do today?
Monday and Thursday is when I film YouTube videos. Yeah. And then they post that day. Wednesday is when I do the podcast. And then Wednesdays, usually I have more time and then I can do like extra TikToks or stuff like that.
Yeah.
But there's also this part of me, because TikTok is potentially going to get banned, that's like, should I just stop? Like, it's just like why?
But
then I don't, and we don't know for sure. So it's, I don't know.
It's just about getting your audience onto Instagram, because then if you like, I don't know, I like Reels personally. I know they're like seen as kind of like the more of the millennial app compared to like TikTok's very Gen Z. But I prefer Reels, I think. I don't know.
I don't watch Reels. I watch TikToks if I ever do.
Makes sense.
But I feel like maybe there's some times where I'll go and find like try to find a trending sound, but there's this what I do is I don't actually look at the reel. I only look at the bottom left to see which sound is trending because
I do that too.
I don't want to get distracted by what's on the thing because I'm like, okay, I need to find a trending sound, but I'm not going to look at the video because then I'm going to get caught up and then they're going to grab my attention and I'm going to be here forever.
And I'm going to be hooked.
And I don't want to be hooked.
You don't want to be hooked.
So tell us about the tea today.
Okay, so Prime Energy is being sued. And I've heard a few stories about like someone had like heart failure or something. And I don't know that whole side. I only did research about like what they're actually being sued about. So I don't know what triggered the lawsuit to start.
Damn.
But basically there's they a find few
bugs in their drinks.
No. Well, thankfully, actually I was going to say not that bad, but arguably worse.
Speaking of,
oh no,
I don't know where I saw that. It was like a random comment or video. God, I don't know. Okay. My brain is mush.
It's fine.
But someone said that they found a rat or a bug in an Alani Nu drink. Did you hear about that?
Okay. Rat and bug are two very different things though.
Okay.
I could work past a bug.
I need to.
There's no coming back from a rat.
Okay. A rat in an
are you Googling?
Alani Nu. Because I don't want to be wrong.
Okay. Yeah. Look it up. Look
Shocking
it
up. Discovery. Rat found in a, 1 month ago.
No.
No.
I'm done.
But is this fake? What someone sent me? No.
Was it a thing?
No.
Stop yourself.
She's cutting it open.
No. Wait, in the box? Or in the can? Yes!
There's a rat.
Jump scare warning, please.
Bro.
How does that? Okay.
Okay, I saved
Never
it.
Never so drinking we an energy drink ever again. Oh my which God. I already like have stopped, but oh my gosh, that just hurt me. That did something to my insides, dude. Oh, I hated that. Are we putting that on the story?
We'll put it on the story.
Okay, trigger warning.
Trigger warning.
For clicking on the story.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That was triggering. But it just,
that reminded me of that. We love Alani Nu. We love Alani Nu drinks. We do. I want to know.
Oh my God.
How did that happen?
I can't unsee it. And it's in my brain right now.
Is it real? Because sidebar of the sidebar of a sidebar, there was this other makeup video that I found that was like years ago where people were cutting up their beauty blenders and there was bugs in them. Mm-hmm. And it's also like, well, of course, you've had that beauty blender for 10 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like if you got rats and you're keeping your Alani Nu in the garage.
Yes. And it's water. I don't know. No. Well, how would it crawl that up hurts. In there?
I literally could throw up.
That gives me the heebie-jeebies.
I'm not kidding. Every time I blink, I see it.
I don't know if it's real. I mean,
conspiracy.
Could someone conspiracy?
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Okay, back to the prime one, which is not that bad.
Okay.
To be honest, I much rather this than that. So a woman in New York is suing Prime Energy's owners, including YouTuber Logan Paul and KSI, for $5 million. The energy drink, there's kind of two parts as to why. The first part is the energy drink on the can itself says that it has 200 milligrams of caffeine when it doesn't.
Whoa.
It averages like 215 to 225, which if you're having two a day, that does add up, you know?
Yes.
So false advertising on caffeine, which is something that can really affect people and people's hearts.
It says that it has 200, but
it has more.
It has 215.
It's not the biggest difference, but again, some people drink two a day. Now you're at 500 milligrams instead of 400. You know what I'm saying?
No.
The math's wrong, but it's close enough.
It's not math.
You're at 450 instead of 400. It ranges up to like 225 plus.
Depending on,
yeah, either way, it's not accurate.
Gotcha.
The second thing is their hydration drinks. So they have kind of two lines. They have like the energy drinks and the hydration drinks. The energy drinks are like a competitor to like an Alani Nu. The hydration drinks are more of a competitor to Gatorade. They have something in them called, I don't want to mess this up, PFAS, which is a chemical that's often in cleaning products or like nonstick pans, just like household items instead of edible items.
Do other similar products also have that in it?
No, I don't think so. This is the thing, and kind of the big debate is people are like, what does the FDA do if they're approving these products?
Nothing.
Apparently, they're not testing for these things. So no, it's not commonly in things you ingest, or they would also get sued like this. It's really harmful to the human body. And I guess it's not in every flavor, but they tested like the grape one and I think one other.
I love the grape one.
It has. Do you actually?
Huh? I love grape flip.
I don't.
My
remind
favorite
me of
soda is grape soda. And then
I can get behind soda.
I don't know why.
I wouldn't say it's my favorite though.
You know, I'm going to tell you a disturbing story of why grape soda became my favorite shouldn't be. So I get car sick very easily. Mm-hmm. And when I was little, I was really car sick because we had been doing like a road trip. So my dad went into the store at the gas station and he got me a grape soda because if you drink soda, like it can help calm your stomach mm-hmm. and or maybe make you throw up so that you feel better. Jeez. And that is when grape soda became my favorite.
It kept you from vomiting.
It kept me from vomiting. So now it's like safety.
Oh man.
TMI.
I have some like crazy car sick stories, but I'm not going to share those.
Speaking of which, I was on a flight back from LA and the poor guy next to me had to use the bag because the flight was so terrible.
Oh, no.
And it was funny because it was like,
thank goodness I didn't go with you because I was gonna.
It was terrible. And I get sick very easily. And I was even like, I was like, holy, and he was sitting there and he had his friend next to him. And all he was doing was he was just holding it in preparation.
Yeah.
And all he did was have his finger up next to his friend. Like, hold on. Give me a minute. No. Hold on. I was like, this poor guy. And then we land and the flight guy says, and we would like to thank our smooth landing, courtesy of flight of James John.
Smooth landing my ass.
And I was like, the fuck? And the guy in the middle, which is his friend, he goes, we don't give a fuck about your landing. Let us get off.
Oh my gosh. Sidebar. No, that's like two of my biggest fears combined because I hate throwing up. For those who don't, I actually hate that far more than flying. I can tolerate flying. I cannot tolerate
when
throwing
up. When I was little,
up.
I had a fear of throwing up.
I do.
I would scream and run around the kitchen.
Okay, don't do that.
And my mom would chase me and be like, you will feel so much better. And I would run and be like, no, no.
For me, I just suppress it into a point where I can't anymore. I will not let my body do it. It gives me panic attacks.
Really?
If I feel like I'm actually going to throw up, I will go into panic attack mode. That's crazy. And like I've
even
told
though
you.
You would feel so much better.
Yeah. And I wish I could do it. I really cannot. Yeah. It is my least favorite thing in the whole world. We were in New York. Sorry for all the throw up talk. Okay. But I didn't throw up in this. I also got car sick. just changing the title to our throw up stories. I was in New York and I was heading from our hotel to the airport and we had gotten an Uber and this guy was stop, go, stop, go, stop, go. Ooh. And every time he stopped, he would slam on the brakes and we would shake. And I was in the back seat because my brother's girlfriend also gets car sick. And I was like, no, you take the front. I'll be okay. I am in this car dripping sweat.
It's the sweat. It's the
from
chills.
From the panic, from the feeling like I'm gonna throw up, refusing to. I have my head back. I'm holding my boyfriend. I'm holding the door. And I got to the airport and we were there like an hour early. Erica was there. She was on our flight home.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not kidding, crying like the entire time because I was so nervous those like feelings were gonna come back up on the plane.
Yes.
I was just, that was the worst day ever.
That's the worst.
And I didn't even actually throw up, but just the thought of it ruined my entire day.
Yeah, you're like, I almost had a traumatic experience.
No, it was so bad.
I almost did.
I'm like a huge fan of Dramamine now. It kind of saves my life.
Dramamine?
Yeah, Dramamine.
Dramamine?
I don't know how to say it.
I don't know how to say it either.
That medicine.
I thought you said drama meme, like drama memes.
Huge fan of drama memes. Anyway, how do you feel? I feel.
Is that all of it?
Yeah. So okay. I don't think $5 million is worth the caffeine, but I do think it's worth finding the PFASs or however you say that.
True. Because a lot of nutrition labels lie.
Yeah, they're all off.
Lie.
Yeah.
But that is more, the caffeine is more dangerous than saying like, it has 20 grams of carbs instead of 19 grams. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what I
caffeine
mean.
Caffeine is something like more people are susceptible to and it can cause things like heart problems.
Yes.
Her like reason for that side of the lawsuit was how much money I spent on these energy drinks that I wouldn't have bought if I knew they had 225 milligrams instead of 200. And I was like, dude, how many energy drinks are you buying if 5 million is the compensation you want?
Yeah, I mean, having two energy drinks a day, like it is a lot. Like that is a lot of caffeine to have a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I've definitely done that.
Yeah. I used to. I really don't. I'd rather take naps and be tired all day now than feel my heart race like that. Like
I
how
know,
I used
man.
To.
There's something about when your heart races and you have the sweats.
I took pre-workout. Okay. Because this is another topic I wanted to talk about. I've just been so freaking tired recently. Like I wake up exhausted all day. I'm exhausted. Also like my motivation to do that again, I think it's all weather related where I just like want to lay in bed and do nothing. And when I accomplish anything, I'm proud of myself. I'm just having those
You're
moments
like,
right
I
now.
I got up and used the
no,
toilet.
Literally I was like, I showered yesterday and I was like, let's go. Like that was a win today.
Check.
Anyway, so with that, I took pre-workout because I was filming a mic'd up leg day and I was like, I don't want to be low energy, you know?
Hi, welcome to my channel.
Because that's truly how I be sometimes.
Let's get it.
Yeah. So I took some pre-workout and literally, I'm not kidding, a fourth of a scoop and I was shaking.
Really?
Like I was and profusely sweating. What? Because my body's so not used to it now.
Me, I'm like, ugh, I feel nothing.
No, and that's how I used to be. So it's crazy now. My body was like reacting to all of those. And I was like, you know, the beta alanine gives you that like tingles. Yeah. I love that, by the way.
Yes.
But it was, I was like itching and sweating.
I like the tingles.
Yeah, me too.
I got to tell you this funny story about my mom. She's going to hate that. Yes. My mom.
I feel like every time we talk about my moms, we're like, I'm so sorry.
Every time we talk about our moms, we're like, sorry, mom.
It's because they're our best friends, okay?
Yeah, true. But you're hilarious and I love you. So my mom doesn't like coffee, doesn't drink any energy drinks. She is just high on life. Mm-hmm. Like she wakes up in the morning just like bop, like, oh, she's ready to go.
Yeah,
so she definitely doesn't need any of that. So she, I think she went to Costco and she got these powdered drinks and there was, okay, it might have been, it might be getting it wrong. I think Liquid IV has the hydration multipliers and
then they have the
caffeine ones. Mm-hmm. So,
and they have like 200 milligrams of caffeine. It's pretty high.
Yes. And I think she got the wrong one and she had one and she was freaking out. She's texting my sister, calling me, what is happening? Like having a moment.
It's so funny.
And then my sister's telling me about that story and I'm like, that's weak.
It's weak.
Only 200 milligrams.
It does something to me now.
That's some weak shit.
Yeah. It's crazy how fast our bodies get used to it though. Because
it's so bad.
I like fully cut it out for like a month. Probably 6 months ago when I was dealing with pretty bad stomach stuff, I was like, no more caffeine. Let's see if that detox helps.
No more
of
this Alani new liquid sugar drink.
Especially if there's rats. No, I'm
also
kidding.
They're
allegedly.
They're sending me some more.
I love their drink. They taste so good.
Did you get the Instagram DM?
They never DM me. They just show up.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, oh, a surprise.
Okay. Fine. I guess you're cooler than
Well, no, I think you're cooler because I think I'm just accidentally still on the list.
They always send me like a spring is coming. You ready to get like your energy up that has no rats in it?
Ratless energy. Anyway.
I like, of course, like that's scary and gross, but I'm also like, please don't stop sending me them. Don't.
No, because they taste the best, in my opinion.
I love them.
What was like? Oh, the few times I drink energy drinks in the last 6 months to like even a year is only when they send me stuff. I try not to buy them anymore.
So from now on, let's do a quick little shake.
Yep.
Let's do a shake.
Oh my God.
Make sure it's liquid.
Have I told you when I had a rat in my shoe? Have you heard this story?
Did I tell you about the story? I had a rat climb up my leg.
You go first and then I'll tell the shoe one.
So I was wearing flare jeans. I was in middle school. I was hanging out with my friends because I in the street I grew up in, I literally had 1, 2, 3, 4 friends that all lived on my same street and we would just like hang out. So we were at the front of one of my friend's house and I was sitting down and I had my legs like both to the side, like windshield wiper to the side, wearing flare. A rat, I didn't feel it until it was halfway up my leg.
No.
A little baby rat, I think it was a mouse. It might have been a mouse because it was pretty little.
Yeah.
Starts climbing up my leg. And I start feeling like a tickle. Oh. And I like shake it because I thought it was a bug.
Yeah.
And a mouse just runs out the bottom.
The really, really small ones are kind of cute. So I think it depends on size.
I was screaming and scared. But then I was like, wait, come back.
Yeah, see.
I want to be your mom.
For me, mine's kind of a long-winded story. And I'll try to condense it. But
today's episode, rats.
Rats. Rats and throw up. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, this is gross.
Okay, so I was probably also in middle school. We were probably around the same age with our rat experiences. And I think mine was also a mouse. Okay, so this story starts the night before. And my brother was home from college, my oldest brother, because my other brother, I'm just going to say brother one, brother two, because I don't want you guys to have to keep track of names. I also don't want their names on the internet. They didn't ask for that. Okay.
Oldest. Even though you've talked about one of your brothers.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay.
That's fine. He's the one that's probably okay with being on the internet. Okay. So brother, he also has a YouTube channel. I don't know if you know that. He posts like gaming content and it does really well.
Oh my God. Yeah. He's so cute.
He's the best. Okay. Brother one was home from college and he's sleeping on the couch. We wake up. Oh, because brother two had a football like ceremony thing for like whatever. I don't know. So brother one wakes up and he tells us all as a family that one of our cats was chasing a mouse all night. He couldn't sleep. He was climbing up on the counters to get away. And this wasn't uncommon. We lived in the middle of a forest. Yes. We have three cats. They usually got the mouse, right? Like we would just find them dead sometimes. And it wasn't super common, but it was probably like a once every few months thing. It's not like that uncommon.
It's crazy the difference between finding a mouse and a rat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like these are definitely mice. Rats are like, no. That's like New York City, like the street rats. Those are disgusting. But these were like cute mice. And if we could save them from our cats, we would catch them and then like let them back into the forest. Anyway, so he tells us that and he goes, I like couldn't find it this morning, but she definitely killed it. And we were like, okay. It is like 8 hours later, I went to school. After school is this football ceremony for brother number two. We all get dressed up. We're ready to go. I'm sitting in the car with my whole family and we're waiting on brother number two because he just started wearing contacts and it was taking him like an hour to put them in, right? So we're sitting in this car for like an hour, this hot car. It's like summertime or like approaching summertime. That's why the ceremony, it's like we're graduating soon, whatever. I'm sitting in this car and like I'm wearing Uggs because it's New York and everyone wears Uggs all the time. And I just noticed that like the fur is like really matted on one of the Uggs. So I'm sitting there for this hour. I'm not exaggerating, an hour it took this kid to put contacts in. And I'm like, kind of like, you know, when you have like matted fur and like your furry boots and you're just kind of like mushing it down with your toe.
No.
Well, that's a thing.
I've lived in Texas my whole
life. That's true. Okay, so anyway, you're like, I'm sitting there and I'm kind of like matting it down, whatever.
You're
not thinking anything
of it.
Yeah, yeah. You just use your toe because sometimes Ugg boots, by sliding your foot in, like the fur can kind of shift. So anyway,
stepping on the mouse.
I will get there. And more time goes by. My brother gets in the car. We drive to the high school where the ceremony is. We get out of the car. We're walking into this like big room of people. And as we're walking, it clicks. I don't think someone even said anything. I just still notice how weird this one foot is feeling. It clicks. I take my Ugg boot and I chuck it in this school, right? My parents are freaking out because they're like, oh no, like people are looking. Our daughter is having a mental breakdown.
You just knew that it was a mouse.
I kid you not. I looked at them and I said, there's a mouse in that boot. And they were like, you're literally being crazy or you're embarrassing us. Okay, we're here for your brother. Don't make this about you. Like they're kind of like, no one believed me. And I said, flip it over. And my dad walks over. I'm in like a sock right now. And he goes like this. And sure enough, a mouse rolls out of my Ugg. He's like, ah! And he's been very dead. My cat definitely killed him. And now my foot has suffocated him. He's been in the shoe with me for 2 hours.
Let's anyway, take a moment of silence for the mouse.
A moment of silence for me and my trauma. I have
not
worn Uggs since. Okay, I can't have fur on my feet anymore. Okay, you had your moment. Okay. He's fine. Anyway, so how am I supposed to put the shoe back on? A dead mouse was just in it. So I have to do the whole ceremony with one shoe. And it's just the most awkward, embarrassing thing ever. And so traumatizing.
Wait, did you have socks on or no?
Yes. Oh, I didn't. God. I think what clicked is like the fur just felt different. Like the texture. And then I just knew it was so traumatizing.
Who would have known this is where today's episode was going to go?
Rats. Or mice, I guess.
You rat murderer. You rat murderer.
Well.
What was your cat? I hope it was your cat.
Yeah.
Probably. Or, hot take, he ran into your shoe for protection. Probably. And you squished him.
Huge chance.
Let's just say no.
Granted, I was 10, okay? I didn't intentionally harm any animals.
You're like, there's a snake in my boot.
No, literally no one believed. I took it off and I chucked it around this like room of people.
Oh my God.
Traumatizing.
They were like, what is this? What is she doing?
Yeah, no, I definitely looked crazy. And then how crazy for us to be the weird family where now we're dumping a rat out on the middle.
And they're like, what are these?
I don't even know what we did with it. I just left.
You just blocked that out of your, it out.
Trauma dump.
What else do we have today? Besides rat talk.
Do you want to go into the mistakes we made as like new gym goers?
Yes.
New gymbies. We can just share some of them. I just think these are funny because I look back all the time. I've been lifting. Okay. I got my first gym membership like 11 years ago at this point, which sounds crazy. Course, when I started, I was like an ex-gymnast and had no clue what I was doing. So I did like weird calisthenics stuff. And like, I don't know, just my evolution in the gym has like gone through many phases and many chapters. And it's funny now, like having a lot of knowledge, being like, what was I thinking? So I'm going to share some of mine. I want you to share some of yours if you have any. One of my biggest, in the beginning, I think I was probably, again, in like middle school, maybe like eighth grade, I decided I wanted to lose weight. So I was going to start doing cardio. So I used to, and I'm not exaggerating, do like 45 minutes to an hour of Stairmaster. And then I would go home and eat so much pasta every night that I was just wasting this hour I was doing on the Stairmaster. Not saying like carbs are bad or food isn't fuel. It's just the amount of calories I was intaking, like in the multiple thousands.
You're like confusing your body. You're like, are we bulking or are we absolutely trying to get shredded?
And I wasn't eating protein. It was like straight up butters and noodles like every night. Right after my cardio too, because someone had told me when you're in like a middle schooler, everyone's like, oh, you got to eat after you work out because like you're burning so much and obviously you're growing and all these things. And of course I didn't need to lose weight as an eighth grader anyway. So I was just like, oh, I need to fuel my body. I need to fuel the calorie burn with buttered pasta.
With 10 pounds of pasta.
I'm not kidding, us so much. I have a distinct memory of like having this giant bowl in bed with me of buttered noodles.
Well, mine is like, mine are way like really bad and really unhealthy because I was a wrestler from 15 to 18 and they didn't teach us how to diet to get into a weight class. So every year before we competed, we actually had to do, which is crazy because there's not many sports that do this. We had to like go to this place where they basically did like a physical on us and they gave us a sheet that would tell us like what our weight was and what was healthy for us to cut down to. So it was crazy. Like I thought
you were going to be like to tell us we needed to gain weight to be healthy.
No, it would
but
say
they're like,
like,
oh, you can make it to this level of unhealthy.
I can't remember what mine was, but I was usually about like 120 pounds or so, like 119 pounds when I was in high school. And it would say like the healthiest that I can get to would be like 105 or something like that. And then that's like, I don't know. But what I would do is I was in the 119 weight class and I would have, and I would cut down to the 110 weight class because the benefits of doing that is that I was obviously bigger and stronger than the girls that were in the 110. So I had a better chance of doing great and destroying them.
Yeah.
So
destroying is crazy.
So every year when I would compete in districts, regionals and state, I would cut down to those so that I can try and qualify for the state. So we would do this in the most drastic ways. Like all of the guys on the team would do the same thing, like sauna suits, wrapping yourself in cellophane and running. Like I have this distinct like memory of, because I had so many friends that lived in my neighborhood, even from middle school to high school, that I remember I was wrapped in cellophane and I was wearing two layers of sweats, two layers of hoodies. Crazy. I remember running in my neighborhood and one of my friend's moms drives by in her van and she was like, what are you doing? And I'm like, cutting weight for competition. So
isn't it crazy that you've like had to do that your whole life?
It's honestly wild. I think I blacked out some of it, but I remember that day specifically because my competition was the next day and I was still a pound too heavy. And what I would do is I would run a little, it's so bad. This is so bad.
This is not advice.
Why did anyone help me?
Yeah.
Why did not just me, but why didn't anybody help like the team?
And I'm sure it's still exactly this right now.
I mean, I hope not, but I would run around, like I had a certain loop that I would run and then I would run into my house, take it all off, step on the scale, butt naked, and I'd be like, oh God, we only lost 0.3. Put it back on, run again, no water, no food, then went to bed until I was a pound. And then I also knew at that point, okay, when you sleep, you're fasted for 8 hours. Like the fact that I knew all of this information at such a young age is so crazy to me. And then it was so common that the next day when the tournament, we would wake up super early. You would be cold because you hadn't eaten and you were like freezing. Yeah. So we would all be lined up, sitting one in front of each other on like the floor of the Coliseum thingy. Mm-hmm. And multiple people that didn't know if they were going to make weight, had a water bottle, and they were spitting into the water bottle.
I had two friends in wrestling around the same time I was doing my cardio and buttered noodle trend.
I wish I was on your trend. I'm over here with having the air diet. in the spit.
By the time diet. I was that age, I not the spit diet, but I was already competing. So I also like, I feel like that's why we bond a lot on like our, mm-hmm. our views of our bodies and food and all these things. Cause I feel like both of us, while we were in like freshmen in high school, knew way too much about the human body and losing weight and all these way things. But anyway, I remember they would be next to me on the Stairmaster, like in their sauna suits and like mm-hmm. bottles in school. That would gross me out the most. It's like spitting into
and
bottles.
I did have some classes with like other guys that were on my team, and you always knew which one was too heavy mm-hmm. or still wasn't able to make weight. He would literally like a spit bottle next and just it's and
crazy.
Just
crazy.
Oh,
I actually
God.
Think that's why my mom never had my brothers do wrestling, because wrestling was huge at the school in New York I went to. But they just like stuck to like football, hockey, like those sports instead.
Yeah, like because those, it's like if you're the bigger, the better.
Yeah,
just
destroy people. If anything, my brother had the opposite thing, and I think it'd be interesting to talk to him about it, because we never have him. We both have bad relationships or had bad relationships with food, and we've talked about that, but I've never actually like dove deep with him. But when he went to college for football, they made him gain 100 pounds.
Damn.
He was touching like over 300 because he was a lineman and he was a big guy already.
How do you move your body?
Exactly. Well, he's also like 6'3", I think. So like he distributed okay. But to like force feed like a college kid
force
that
feed
much.
Yourself, like that's also not
yeah,
good.
And then he broke his spine or like had a minor fracture, I think, from squatting like really heavy in college. Cause again, they don't teach you proper form and all of these things. So he had to end his football career like his senior year, and then he had to spend months losing all this weight that they made him gain.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
man.
I need to talk to him about that, because that would be a really interesting perspective on the other side of sport pressure.
My brother did football and he did wrestling, so mm-hmm. it was like one part of the season he was trying to like be bigger for football, and then the other part of the season he was trying to cut weight for wrestling. So it was honestly, it was kind of cool, at least growing up and knowing that like me and my brother both would cut down to a lighter weight class. So like there was half of the season we would both come home and be so hungry, because there was times where I was working out 3 times a day, mm-hmm. cross country in the morning, wrestling practice,
crazy.
Actually sometimes 4, wrestling practice, weightlifting, and then an additional wrestling practice with the one girl coach that they brought on just I had someone to wrestle with.
Yeah.
So we were starving, like ravenous, like me and him when we would get home, that like now I notice that too. When I was young, it was like a competition between me and my brother of like who got the food, and like food was scarce, because it was mm-hmm. like, oh no, he's gonna get the second serving.
Yeah.
And it wasn't scarce because like my family, like we didn't have food. It was just that like we were two really hungry and really active kids. And then we have Chloe sitting in the middle just like.
That was a lot of us. So even now, if we all like go out for like all you can eat sushi, right? And we're like, oh, let's do like an order of this, 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 and this. And when they'll bring it all on one platter. I am with the chopsticks, and I am taking as many to my plate as I can.
I'm the shoulder.
Yeah.
I'm the shoulder hugger.
Because I'm a slower eater. I have just as big of an appetite, but I eat it more slowly versus they are like as fast as possible.
So you're
it's
like,
crazy.
You're like grabbing things for hibernation.
Yeah, for sure. And every time like growing up, one of my brothers would like have a girlfriend or someone new coming to dinner with us, I would have to preface to them of, hey, either order your own food, or if we're doing this family style, you got to get your rations immediately.
I would have been the opposite. I've been like, you're new here. You're not eating.
That's
you don't know how
see,
this
I
works.
Because I'm the youngest. I was like, okay, she's part of our rations. Yes.
And you should see like when I'm with Zach, I revert back to the younger girl that he's my brother. Me and him have so many fights about food, like playful fights.
Yeah.
Where like we go and get like Whataburger and fries, and like there's been times where like the fries will drop like in the bag and we're like, no, those are mine. No, those are mine.
That's
and
so
we like
funny.
Literally have physical fights about it and stuff. Not physical. It's just like,
I get it.
But literally there was this TikTok video that I saw, and it says, when you've been married for like 10 years and there's a guy who's eating like a burger and fries and his phone is right next to him, like facing up, the girl reaches in the direction and he puts his elbow around the food and doesn't care about the phone.
Yeah.
And I would send it to Zach. I was like, this is us.
Yeah.
Because I reach for his phone, like if mine's, and he doesn't flinch.
Yeah.
He reaches for my food. I reach for his. It's like,
that's how we are too. I feel, I don't think I get that protective of my food. Cause I was like, being the youngest sibling to three brothers, they would just eat off my plate. And it's just kind of like, okay, that's just how it is. So now having that in our relationship, I'm like, whatever, like you can have this. But he gets that way. Like every time he gets fast food, because I can't typically eat fast food because of all like the gluten and the dairy. Mm-hmm. I can have fries from certain places. So I'll like sneak a fry or two and he's not looking. He's like, where are my fries?
One thing that I do to Zach is like... Because when if we ever get burgers and fries from wherever it is, even if it's DoorDash or if we go get it, we have an air fryer, so we freshen them up before we eat them.
Yeah, so usually
what he does is he puts his in the air fryer and then he'll like go to the bathroom and everything. And then when he comes back, I just hide it and it's like gone. Uh-huh. I like put his entire plate of food like somewhere he can't see it. And then I just pretend and I'm like eating mine and he'll be like, Julia,
where's my
where food? Is it? Or I'll snatch a fry and like run.
That's what I'll do.
And he gets so mad. It's funny.
Or I'll be like, can I have a fry? Like just one, just one. And he'll hand me one. I'm like, can I have another fry?
Or if I finish mine first and I always look at him and I say, I finished my fries. You need to share yours with me now. Yeah. And he's like, that's not how this works.
That is exactly how it works. Okay. Any other gym newbie? I was thinking just like a general one. And I feel like this is really common for a lot of women is I used to train legs simply every day. There was no upper body in my rotation. I would do the same three exercises and all of them were lower body. And I did them every day.
Yeah. For me, I actually, when I first started training, it was more of the opposite for me where I like actually hated training legs. Mm-hmm. So it was like barely any legs, barely any glutes. And it was like only upper body. The only actual leg day thing that I can remember doing when I first started going to the gym, I was doing squats on a Smith machine and it was like pretty heavy. And it was like during a 5 to 6 o'clock time frame where it's freaking packed. And I went in.
Oh no.
I didn't rack it all the way. And it just fell behind me and slammed all the weight to the ground. I turn around. Every person is looking at me. I just wanted to die.
It could have been worse.
I wanted to die.
You could have gotten injured. That's where I thought this was going. At least it just fell. Yeah. It's like embarrassing, but it's kind of like still a win that you didn't.
That I didn't
tear anything, break anything.
And then, two guys came over and lifted it back up to the top and I was mortified. And that was the end of my leg day.
I had a video I was filming for like my online clients. I like to film my exercises. And this was like 3 or 4 years ago at this point, probably even more, 4 or 5 years ago, I think. But I was filming like, okay, it's like a kettlebell movement where you squat, you clean it to here, and then you press it above your head all the way back down. First rep, just like I'm above my head, I come down just bonk straight on the top of my head. I drop the kettlebell.
It's a kettlebell, I fall to the ground. It's a push and it's a smack your head.
Those are the times where I wish I was like on social media because like how funny, like I wish I could have posted that or saved it or had it forever, but I was so embarrassed that I just like immediately deleted
now
it.
Now it's almost like people want there to be embarrassing things that happen because they're like, I can go viral.
Yeah, right. You know? I saw one recently, this girl, and I've done this too for sure. It's like multiple times, which is sad. Where she had like a medicine ball and she was doing slams, but it's one of those bouncy ones and it just comes right back to the face.
I love that so much.
I've definitely done like all of those like silly mistakes a million times. It's 11-11, make a wish.
I wish that I had an Alani Nu energy drink.
Without a rat.
Without a rat.
great wish.
I think another one that I did, and I think this one's so common, is like when you... It's on like cable machines. I had like one time where I was doing lat pull downs and you know how you have to kind of hold the weight down when you change it.
Oh,
so
I've
it doesn't
this.
Bonk you in the head.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing. I just thought it was going to stay there and I moved the weight and it boom, hit me on the head. Bro, I almost like fainted
because
it was really funny, but just of like how like precise it smacked me in the middle of my head. I was like a little bit like, whoa. How am I going to like continue? I had a lump on my head.
Oh no.
There was also a time where I was doing pull-ups, and I hadn't been to the chiropractor ever. I had never been to the chiropractor. I've been training for a couple of years, and I was doing some pull-ups. And every time that I was doing pull-ups, like, I was feeling like I was going to faint, or I was getting, like, really dizzy, and I kept, like, falling. And me, knowing me, I just kept trying again. I was
I was just picturing you falling and getting back up.
Yeah, I just kept falling and getting back up, and I was like, all right, let's try again. Let's try it.
What a good metaphor for life.
I know. I was like, okay. And then I sat there for a second. I was like, is this normal?
Probably not.
I don't think. And then I still like kept trying. I even went home and like just continue my day. And then I was talking to like one of my boss about it during that time. And he's like, that's not normal.
Yeah.
He's like, you need to go see our chiropractor. He got me in for free because I was like, nice. I had no money. It was
what was wrong?
I now know that this is something that happens to me, that the longer that I go without getting adjusted, I start having an insane amount of pressure in my shoulders and in my neck to where it makes me kind of like slightly delirious.
I get that.
That was where it got really bad. It had been years.
Yeah. That's for me if I don't get a massage, like muscular wise. Like, and I learned a lot about it, that like your lymph nodes actually can't drain if you have a lot of tension through your neck and traps, because everything's just built up. And then there's like so much excess in your head.
It almost feels like your head is full of water.
Yeah.
And it's just like sloshing around in there.
So much.
And every time that I go to the chiropractor now, I can actually, you can feel the release from your head washing over your whole body.
Yeah.
And I can always tell when I'm going too long in between chiropractic sessions is because I start getting massive headaches because of all the tension I'm holding in my shoulders, in my neck, and like right under here too. And then I go and I'm like, bitch, why'd you stop going to this?
That's me every time I don't get a massage.
Yeah.
I'm like, when I'm consistent, I feel the best. And I know it's like a luxury thing, but it's worth doing.
It's serious, especially if you want to like continue to lift heavy.
That too. That was one of my biggest mistakes for years. I didn't stretch. I didn't do body work. I didn't get massages. I literally was consistently like.
That was the first time I ever did. And then I was like consistent from then on
out. It makes you realize like, whoa, I've been missing out on this whole part of
these
training and progress.
Things that people say to do actually work.
Yeah, I had even done like shows at that point. Like that's how serious I was about lifting. And I still like never warmed up, never cooled down, never got a massage.
Never
nothing.
Even looked in the direction of a foam roller.
Literally ever. Like I would just like take the pain of being sore and be like, oh, this is just how it is. And it's like, no, you shouldn't be in
pain.
My
head is supposed to be sloshing around like water. There's no pain, no gain. Me fainting while I do my
fucking if you're
pull-ups.
Fainting while doing pull-ups, figure that out.
I literally just like, I would go up and I think the going up and then just fall. And I was like, all right,
I would need to like see this on
video.
Let's try
this again. So
that's all I
that
got.
Was my no pain, no gain moment.
You're like, oh, I guess people faint during pull-ups.
I mean, that means you're doing
the new
it,
normal.
Right? It's just.
People do say those are hard. I guess
I
see why.
I'm way more hardcore than you. Basically, that's so cool. What else do we got for today?
I don't know. Oh, more about lymphatic drainage is I went to this place called The Talks here. They gave me a free session, which was so, so sweet of them. It was the first time I felt like a bougie influencer.
They have one here? Okay, then why?
Have you heard about it?
The Houston Talks Houston is like, whenever you're in Houston, come and get a free one. I'm like, so I got to drive
message
to
the
Houston.
One in Austin because they're doing, like, they're brand new here. So I feel like they're trying to get the word out. And they really are amazing.
I'm
so
setting
it is,
a reminder.
It is worth reaching out to them, even if it's like a discount or whatever. And like, obviously, I tipped a bunch because I was like,
I feel
so bad.
Did they message you?
Yeah. That's they messaged amazing. Me like months ago and I never responded because I'm so terrible
I
at
also
that.
Got one the other day from like the Talks Seattle. And I'm like,
but okay, so they're great. So I didn't know you knew what they are. I went yesterday and it like fully changed my life. It was amazing. I typically, when I get massages, like I'm saying, I focus on like traps and neck because that's where all of my pain is. So I've never, or it's been years at least, had someone like go into my quads and my calves and like all
I thought
the
it
things.
Was just for the face
no,
that they did it.
No. It's a full body. You can do like, they have a sculpting facial where they use like gua shas and like, it's not really like,
do they put their hands in your mouth?
This to me. I don't think so.
Okay. Some of them
could
do
be
that.
Wrong. Could be wrong.
Some of them literally put their hands in your mouth. And like,
I have seen those. I saw one and the caption was like, a non-invasive way to get rid of like the buccal fat or buccal. And she had her hands in her mouth and all the comments were like, how is this not invasive?
And it's like,
it was like the most invasive thing ever. But I guess because it's not surgery or yeah. whatever. But it was great. And I, for me, the biggest thing is my gut, like my gut health. So that's why I wanted to like share it and talk about it. And it's actually sore now that I'm touching it, is they go a lot into your digestive tract to like start flushing that out
too. They go in your digestive
tract. That was a gross visual. It's not all, not, what's that? Elbow deep in the anyway, they like move things around externally. For my fellow like IBS or gluten, dairy intolerant, reactive girlies, it seriously made a huge difference. And my stomach kind of hurts today because I think everything's
moving. Anytime my massage therapist she'll go into my ribs because my ribs will be wonky. Mm-hmm. I'm always sore the next day.
Yeah.
But I feel better.
But it's so nice because that's not something like I feel like we don't do to ourselves. Like I can sit there and massage my quads. I can massage my arms, but like going into my stomach feels weird because I also don't know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. But to have like a professional, like do certain movements.
Well, they know where the things are at.
Yeah.
I don't know where anything's at.
So highly recommend that. And I think I'm going to add it as like a, even if it's just like every other month, just to like get my digestive tract and like everything draining.
I'm going
to
do like that before my show. I'm going to message them after this. Yes. And then I'm also going to do it before my show for my face.
The last time I did like body lymphatic drainage was 3 weeks out from a show. And I swear I went in being like, I have no abs. I don't know why I am lean enough to have visible abs, but I don't. And during the whole session, she was like, oh no, like I can fully see your abs. And like, of course, body dysmorphia. I was like, you're lying to me. Mm-hmm. And I went into the mirror after and like, you could see them, but I just had so much like fluid and buildup covering them. So it's crazy how much our bodies need that sometimes just to like get things moving again.
That's, do they use a machine at all?
So yeah, she explained it how it's like 90 or 95% hand work. Like some places only do machine based. And I've been to a machine
one and the like humming and the, I fell asleep.
Yeah.
I was like,
it was very,
I was on prep.
I had like deliverables of like, hey, you can come do this for free if you post about it. So I'm like laying there enjoying it too much. And I'm like, oh, I should film this. That's like I just kept so forgetting, but yeah, it was awesome.
I'm going to totally
if you do the face one, let me know how
I
want
to do the face one the most because I do that to myself, like in the morning with tools, but I'd love to see like what it would be like to like have it done by someone and they actually know what they're doing. Cause me, I'm just like, I think this is right.
Well, then I feel like you learn a lot, like pressure too. Like I feel like I go too hard on my face and then I'm causing swelling because my skin's like, what
are
you doing?
I go ham on my face.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm like, wow, you just made it red.
I don't even use tools anymore. I take my knuckles and I'll fully just like drag them. Well, because
you have TMJ too, so it feels probably so good. Like,
but really I know hurts. I shouldn't go that ham.
She's like punching herself in the face.
Relax.
Relax. No, I'm going to try that. And we'll if I do, do you have any like footage of like befores and afters and stuff like that?
For my body?
Yeah.
Yeah. They sent me like my stomach. I don't know if you can see the biggest difference. I think because my body's so reactive. Hold on. I'll pull it up so that you can get a live reaction. Where is it? Where is it? Oh, here it is. They did my legs too, but that is just embarrassing the way I was laying. Okay.
You're like,
hold on.
It's raining outside.
I'm trying to see where you can see the, I feel like that you can tell the, well, it kind of looks the same, but you can see I'm red. But they did like different angles of my stomach.
That's so cool.
And then did you see my story yesterday? Mm-mm. I know you're not typically a viewer. This was her working on my stomach, like with the tool.
Yeah, that's the tool that I did. It was the best.
It was so nice.
But she also does like 95% hands.
Most of it's hand and she'll end with the tool.
Like so relaxing. Yeah. I want to do the face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it.
And then they'll have their hands in my mouth and I'll be like,
I did have someone and he offered to do inside and I said no, but I think I should because of my TMJ and like so much tension through here, but he's a TMJ specialist that I found and he is amazing and also so funny and nice. And he was like fully like doing pressure into my jaw and he was like, if and when you feel ready, if we did internally, like he's confident I wouldn't need to like get Botox anymore.
That's crazy. Like, sick. But it was the same guy at that place?
No, this was a different place.
Oh, it was a different place. Okay.
My bad.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. I'll let you guys know. Kendall, also show some pictures. And
okay.
Stuff
I'll post them. They'll be on the stories.
All right, y'all. Well, as always, we love you all so much and you are more powerful than you think.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the Know Your Power podcast.
If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you share it with a friend.
And if you feel we deserved it, rate and review the show.
Also, if you have any questions or topic ideas, feel free to shoot us an email at knowyourpowerpodcast@gmail.com.
Bye. Bye.